North Korea has executed people for watching K-pop, according to a report. Megan Thee Stallion and the Jonas Brothers cancel performances due to COVID-19. And Doja Cat says that she doesn't need to work with Dr. Luke again. It's Friday, December 17th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. At least 7 people were publicly executed in North Korea between 2012 and 2014 for watching or distributing K-pop videos, according to a report published this week. Transitional Justice Working Group interviewed 683 North Korean defectors since 2015 to document executions in the reclusive nation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called K-pop a vicious cancer, corrupting the attire, hairstyles, speeches, and behaviors of young people. State media has warned that K-pop's influence will make the country crumble like a damp wall. Watching or possessing K-pop is punishable by up to 15 years in a labor camp, and distribution of the music can lead to execution. Kim welcomed K-pop acts to Pyongyang during a 2018 summit with South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in. Megan Thee Stallion and Jonas Brothers have pulled out of Thursday's iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in Atlanta due to positive COVID-19 test results on their teams. "We learned that a few of my team members have been exposed to COVID," read a tweet from Megan. "While I tested negative today, I'm not feeling well, and as a safety precaution, I won't be able to perform at Jingle Ball in Atlanta. I'm extremely disappointed to let my hotties down, hoping to feel better tomorrow." Megan is scheduled to be in the lineup for the Jingle Ball in Miami on Sunday night. An Instagram story from the Jonas Brothers explained, "A member on our production crew has tested positive for COVID-19. As a safety precaution and for the health of our rest of our crews, unfortunately we won't be able to perform. We are extremely disappointed that we can't be there with our fans in Atlanta." Last week, Doja Cat pulled out of the Jingle Ball in Atlanta and 5 other cities after testing positive for COVID-19. The Jingle Ball went ahead with the performances by Black Eyed Peas, Big Time Rush, Monsta X, Bazzi, Dixie D'Amelio, Ty Verdes, and Canada's Tate McRae. Doja Cat has opened up about her working relationship with Lucas Gottwell, better known as Dr. Luke. "I haven't worked with him in a very long time," the rapper and pop star told Rolling Stone. "I don't think I need to work with him again. I don't think I need to work with him in the future." Doja Cat added, "I know that I think it was definitely nice of me to work with him." She appeared to suggest that Dr. Luke got more credit for her music than he should have. "There's shit that he's credited for where I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if you did anything on that," she said. "There's a point that he's got credit for some shit, and you know, it's whatever." Doja Cat is signed to Dr. Luke's imprint, Kimosabe. He is credited as a producer on 2 tracks on Doja Cat's latest album, Planet Her, and has a songwriting credit on her hit Kiss Me More, featuring SZA. A rep for Dr. Luke told Rolling Stone he has written a uniquely large amount of the hits and career-defining songs and continues to do so. "As it is daily work, his practice, as is the industry, to receive publishing when he creates songs." Rolling Stone later noted that Doja Cat clarified via email, "I have no firsthand knowledge of being the case and I don't want to participate in the rumor mill. The credits on my music are accurate and I don't want to imply anything else." Dr. Luke was sued by Kesha in 2014 for sexual assault and battery, sexual harassment, gender violence, emotional abuse, and violation of California business practices. The case was dismissed by a judge in 2016. He countersued Kesha and accused her of making up sex assault allegations to get her out of a contract with him. A date for the start of a trial has not been set. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and thanks for listening.